the end of October, 19-year-old Kaya DeLaverne was shot in the head by a new acquaintance. Incredibly, she survived. Now her mother, Shalane Schreifels, is speaking out against gun violence. She's organizing an orange walk in Anchorage. That's part of a larger national movement to raise awareness of gun violence in honor of the 2012 shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary. Schreifels spoke with KSKA's Ann Hillman about what happened to DeLaverne on October 23rd. She was hanging out with a man named Connor when his best friend Christian burst into the house and started shooting.
Kaya was sitting in the upstairs bedroom. They were getting ready to watch a movie, and he ran upstairs, found her sitting on the bed, and shot her point blank in the face. And then he left, and she did call 911 from her phone, but they weren't able to help her because they didn't know where she was, because she didn't know the address to the house where she was at. So she didn't want to go downstairs because she was afraid he was still in the house. So she jumped out the second story window and actually saw him exit the house after she had jumped out and saw him drive away. Thankfully, he didn't see her. And then she got up and ran out to the road at 5th and N Street and started to try and flag down some vehicles to help her. And multiple vehicles passed her by without stopping. And finally, one person did stop, and they, you know, determined that she needed help and got her in the car, called 911, and sat there with her and held her and, you know, kept her safe until the police were able to come.
In the first initial weeks, I'm sure you were mostly just thinking about your daughter, but how did it make you think about gun violence differently?
Well, I think the first thing is, you know, obviously there was a lot of shock, but just that feeling of this is wrong. I should not have had to worry sending my child to college and her first semester of university. I'd been in Anchorage in September, so I'd seen her just 6 weeks before, moved her into her dorm, and it was just seemed so unreal that this could happen. And the more I found out about Christian on his Facebook page, he's glorifying guns and has so many pictures and videos of himself shooting, you know, high-powered assault rifles. And I just kept thinking, thank goodness it wasn't worse. Thankfully, she survived, and she's making a recovery now and should be able to make a full recovery. But obviously, that was a life-changing moment for me. And this is not the first time that I've been affected by gun violence in my life. I've lost two very close family members and multiple friends. And I grew up in Mountain View, and shootings were just kind of almost a daily occurrence. And I thought it was normal, but 2 years ago, I moved to Japan, and it took me about 2-3 months to realize that I wasn't living in fear when I was walking around anymore. It was just kind of a big wake-up moment for me, in that gun violence is not a way of life everywhere.
What are you hoping the effects of the Orange Walk will be? What are you hoping it will change?
My big thing with the Orange Walk is I'm hoping that it can bring people together. And, you know, I myself am a gun owner, as well as most of all my friends and my family. And so I'm not against gun ownership or gun rights, so to say, but I am against people infringing on our liberty and our feeling of safety in the community. And I want everybody to come together, gun owners, non-gun owners, all of us to come together and understand that we're in this together, and that we're going to put a face on this violence and say it's unacceptable, that we're not going to stand for, you know, our innocent family and friends being gunned down anymore.
Shalane Schreifels is the mother of a gun violence survivor. She spoke with Ann Hillman. The Orange Walk will start at 9 a.m. on Saturday at the Delaney Park Strip in downtown Anchorage.